excited to be talking about this topic tonight because selfishness has destroyed a lot of relationships. But the biggest thing to realize is that some people don't even know that they're selfish. So I have 10 steps or 10 ways that you can know if you might have a little selfishness in you and if it could be destroying your marriage. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and get started, okay? So first of all, number one, most selfish people are unaware of the imbalance in the relationship. Well, Sharon, what do you mean by that? Well, if you're always taking and the person you're with is always giving, you might be selfish. If it has never crossed your mind or crosses your mind very few and far between on doing something for someone else, you might be a little selfish. So that's number one. You're not even aware that there's an unbalance in your relationships where you're always the one taking something from the relationship and they're always giving to you. Okay? Number two. Have you ever noticed some people give their children weird names for weird reasons? Why would this be selfish, Sharon? Well, some parents have not thought about all of the ridicule and all the things that they will be going through when they're in school, from bullies or people who are going to make fun of their name, or just all the things that could happen because they didn't give any more thought to the name other than I wanted to name them this because I wanted that. So you have to understand that there's that little sense of selfishness that's there. Okay. Number three. Have you noticed that selfish people nag all the time about something? They're never, ever satisfied, pleased, or happy, or grateful. They're always complaining. Individuals who are selfish are always complaining. Nothing's ever good enough for them. Nothing ever happens good enough, and they always are going to complain about it. Number four. You don't bother to give negative feedback to anyone. And the reason why you don't want to give negative feedback is because you don't want to be looked at as the bad guy. It's better for you to feel good and make other people feel good, which is selfish, and then to give someone negative feedback or constructive feedback, which could help them. You'll let them keep making the same mistake because you don't want to look bad. That's a form of selfishness. Number five, selfish people are control freaks. So if you have a control freak in your life, you can rest assured they are extremely selfish. Number six, selfish people are great manipulators because no matter what group they're in, no matter what conversation they're in, that conversation is always going to be surrounded about what they want, what they're doing, what they need you to do for them. It may start off in a very good, unselfish way, but it'll wind up getting right back to what I need you to do. Or can you help me do this? Or I need, or I that. It will always get back to them. Also, selfish people feel like really they're the only important person on the planet. Like no one else's feelings is more important than theirs. They're not even going to think about your feelings. They're going to think about how they feel and operate out of their feelings always. They're not even going to consider your feelings. Also, number eight. Selfish people never clean up after themselves to be considerate for someone else. They're not going to do it. They're just going to operate and do the things that they do, but they're not going to clean up behind themselves. And number nine, selfish people hate teamwork. They do not like to cooperate in teams. Most selfish people don't even like other people. And if they have to be around other people, they're going to find a way to get into an argument, a fuss, or some type of discord so they can leave the group. And number 10, selfish people rarely collaborate. They're not going to ask someone else their opinion. They're not going to seek help. They're not going to see if they can partner with anyone on a particular idea. They're not going to collaborate at all. Matter of fact, collaboration is never going to be a thought for them because it's all about what I can do. I'll take care of it. I can get this done. But they're never going to seek help, ask for it, or be willing to collaborate with others to get something done. So, Sharon, now that we have kind of discerned if we're selfish or if we're not, how does that impact my marriage? Well, right now, if you're in a marriage and you're very selfish, like 1 through 10, if you've got more than 3 of the 10, you can consider yourself selfish and you just may not know it. But what that happens is, even if you're married, you're probably with a person who's accommodating, who's always going to try to make the peace, who knows you're selfish, and they know you're not going to change, but they're going to still love you anyway. And those people sometimes grow angry inside and start to resent you for being selfish and never caring about their feelings or what they think about, or even asking them, what would you like to see at the movies? And then if you are, especially on TV, you'll say, well, honey, I want to watch so-and-so on TV. And they'll be like, mm-mm. And then they'll be like, well, why can't we watch this? It's always what they want to watch. It's always something that they're interested in. And if you ask, let's go out on a date, it's always going to be the restaurant they like. It's going to be very selfish motives all the time. Very hard for a marriage to operate when there's really only one person that feels like they're the important person in the relationship. So I wanted to bring this to light tonight because we have talked about, number one, that first issue in marriage was overstepping boundaries. Number two, we talked about lack of communication, and that's a huge issue in marriages. Number three, we talked about bedroom freedom. That was my favorite topic. And number four, we talked about non-focus on your marriage. Number five, we talked about emotional cheating. Six, we talked about money conflicts. Now, money and communication are always in the top three. Also, we talked about non-appreciation as number 7, non-appreciation for one another. Number 8, we talked about technology distance. I love you. Thank you so much for all that you do, for it's all about you.